This is a CBC podcast. Connect online with book lovers from coast to coast to coast. Read reviews, chat with authors, download podcasts, and more. Just go to cbc.ca/books. CBC Books, where readers click.
Labrador Métis are the stars of a new film in the works. It's based on a multi-year research project taking place on the south coast from Mary's Harbor to Cartwright. And the filmmakers want everyone to see the work that's going on there. Mario Blazer is the director. He told our reporter John Gowdy what the film is focusing on.
Mario, good morning.
Hello.
Tell me about this film you're making about the people of southern Labrador.
Well, this is a documentary that we are making on the basis of the research results of a CURA project that is being carried out by, directed by Lisa Rankin. So basically the documentary is going to show, make it more accessible for the public, the results of this research that is about the past and the present of the people of southern Labrador. Mostly the people that have come together under the former Labrador Métis Nation and now the Nunatu Habitat Council. So that's the topic of the film.
What will people see in the film?
Well, basically the film is going to trace a storyline that goes from the migration of the Inuit from Alaska to Labrador, coming into contact with Europeans in southern Labrador around the 15th century. And from then on, the process of emergence of a particular people that was the mix of the Inuit and the Europeans. Basically, the narration will be showing both archaeological aspect, historical aspects. There are some part of the history that are going to be presented through dramatizations. We have had some enactments done for different historical events. And also there are going to be seen interviews with some of the researchers, interviews with people from the area, interviews with politicians.
You were recently in the Cartwright area. Tell me about that.
This was the third time that we have been around making film. We have tried to come at different seasons so that we can see the landscape, and also we have been at one of the main sites, one of the main archaeological sites of this research project, which is in Indian Harbor, where Lisa Rankin has excavated a few houses. Apparently, from the information that they have so far, they cover from the 16th century to the 19th century, the different houses. And so we have been doing interviews there on site and filming the site and the landscape around. And also we did, in this last trip, we did a couple of interviews with people from the area of Cartwright to see a little bit of the history, what they remember of years gone by, how things have changed lately, what expectations they have for the future.
What are people from the area saying about the project?
The people are very excited. I think that just the fact that there is some attention given to the area is very welcome. People, in general, the impression that I have is that they feel a little on the margins, that there is not much concern about what's going on there, what are their concerns or their expectations and their life, and that's the feeling I get.
When you talk about people's concerns, you know, what are they?
From the interviews that I have done, it's mostly the concern of, are these places going to remain there? You know, what is there for the younger generations? Are there opportunities for them to stay? What I'm trying to do in the film is say, okay, we are coming from this history, we have gone through this, we are at this point now, what are we seeing in the future?
When the film is finally completed, what do you hope people will get out of watching it?
One of the things that personally I was very struck when I started with this project and I came to Labrador for the first time and I commented around that I'm doing some things with the Labrador Métis Nation, and some of the responses that I got from some people, not everyone, but some people was, you know, like kind of, oh, well, like these people, their claims are kind of not authentic in a way. What I want to show through the film is that, well, there is quite a bit of substantial issues there to sustain what they are claiming.
And what are they claiming?
Well, their Aboriginal ancestry and the continuity with transformations, of course, but that there is a line connecting the Aboriginal people that were there when the Europeans and Inuit met that has continued down to today. You know, the relation with the land, the way in which people have adapted and so on and so forth. So one of the expectations that I have with the film is that at least those people that have that kind of skeptical view of these claims will think it twice. May say, oh, you know, well, there is a point here to consider, at the very least. And on the other hand, for the people of Southern Labrador, I will hope that they will look at the film and say, oh, yeah, that's us. That's us. That looks like us. And that they feel proud of what they see.
Well, thank you very much, Mario, for telling me about it today.
And you're very welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Mario Blazer. He's directing a documentary based on a research project being led by Memorial University archaeologist Lisa Rankin. The film should be ready in a year and a half.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.